Everybody, welcome. It's Karen Lemieux here from the Law of Attraction Tips, and I'm so glad that you're here with us today because as part of our romance series, we've got Kim Sarasan from AttractYourKing.com here. And Kim, welcome. It's so great to have you here.
So glad to be here.
Yay.
All the attraction energy.
Yeah. So Kim and I have known each other for a long time now, and we touch base here and there, and it's always been awesome, and I've always wanted to do a podcast with her, and you know, it just has taken this long for me, not for Kim, but for me to get my stuff together here in order to do this. And so this is a part of this romance series I'm doing because it's February, Valentine's Day is coming up, and there's a lot of people out there who are looking for love. And so Kim, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I really help busy professional women who have it all except their man. And what I find these women are trying to figure out is why they can't take their business smarts that created so much success for them in their careers, and why they can't transfer this over to the area of relationship. And so what I really do is I fit in all the missing pieces, all the things that they're doing, because you can't take a business approach to matters of the heart.
Right.
And what I find is that a lot of women show up very much like a man when they're approaching their dating life and when they're in the company of men. And a big reason for that is because women in business don't want to appear weak or needy. And mm-hmm. So what they've done is all the things that would attract, like have a man be attracted to them, they've stuffed that down. So they don't ask for what they want. They stuff their femininity. They try and wear their independence like a badge and all that kind of stuff. So this is all repelling men. And what I really do is I activate the inner queen, that inner divine feminine in women. And it's not about giving up your independence, because you've earned that. You've worked hard for it. And we need to feel independent. We aren't like supposed to be waking up and eating bonbons all day. That's not, you know, a lot of women are afraid that I'm going to make them do that, you know.
Right. Yeah.
No. It's about keeping that independence, but it's about bringing up that divine feminine so it's perfectly balanced, and also knowing when to switch off the business mode, like having that mechanism for being able to switch off the business mode and drop down into your divine feminine when you're in the company of a man.
Right.
So that's my area of expertise, is bringing out that inner queen, because like attracts like, as you know,
yeah.
queen of law of attraction. And so if you want to attract a king, you got to know how to be a queen.
Right.
And so that's what I love doing for women.
Right. Very cool. Well, so as we're moving towards, again, Valentine's Day, and some, you know, it is, there's so much focus on Valentine's Day when it's not necessarily the end all be all. It's just, it's like everything, you know, when I always just tell people that it's a day on the calendar, right? So if you get to celebrate or you have somebody to celebrate it with, awesome. If you don't, it's just another day, right? So, but for those of those people who really want to attract the one, and that their king, that person into their life, and magnetize that person into their life, what would you suggest? What are some of your tips that you share?
Mm-hmm. Well, when you invited me to do this podcast with you, Karen, it was so funny because I remembered this event that happened in 2016 in July, where the Juno spacecraft entered the Jupiter orbit for the first time. And I'm not a science geek, so don't worry, I'm not going to go into science geeky googly gob. Although Neil deGrasse is very cool.
Yeah, he is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, but it got me thinking about that event and about Jupiter as it's so magnetic, like it's the most magnetic planet. Like we can fit 13 Earths inside Jupiter. And right. So when thinking about that gravitational pull, the power of that, I started thinking about magnetism and how that relates to a person in relationship and especially in dating. Because when, like, we have that same ability, and I know you would agree with this, Karen, we magnetically attract all the time. In fact, we're from space. We are from space and we're down here now. But we, like, have you ever noticed that when you go to a hotel and they've got that clock radio on the side of the bed and you're trying to get it to the right tune, right?
Yeah.
Tune, and you get it to the right tune when you're near it, but the minute you walk away and it's all
right. Sure. Yep.
So, but when we're near it, it's fine. And yeah. So it's interesting. So that is proof right there how magnetic we are. And we're either magnetically attracting all that we don't want or everything that we do want. And right. It really depends on where your focus is.
Right.
So to help, like, things that you can do to be more magnetic, because I want everybody on the planet to have their soulmate. And I know that everybody has this ability to magnetically attract them. In fact, when my clients achieve this, they tell me it was like a magnetic attraction.
Yeah.
One minute they were single and then they went to the barbecue and poof, he was there.
Yeah.
And so some of the things that you can be doing to activate your own magnetism or your own inner queen, as I like to call it sometimes, the first thing I recommend doing is just simply appreciating men all the time, wherever you go. Mm-hmm. So I know you're single and you say, but I don't have any men in my life. No, you've got men everywhere. You've got them at work. You've got them at the deli counter. You've got them at social events. And so it's really about just having a deep appreciation and acknowledging men for at every opportunity for things that they do for you. Mm-hmm. And this is something that we take for granted. We just assume a man is going to pull out our chair or get out of the car on a wet road in a storm and fix the tire. Like, we take a lot for granted and we don't verbally express it. So what I'd invite your audience to do is a little challenge is just to go out and about in your day and just start saying thank you and smiling and appreciating men. And that is going to attract men like you can't believe. And
sure.
The reason why is because men are very short on approval and appreciation. Like, very few women are doing enough of that. And so it's like, you want to think of men like in the Sahara Desert with this empty cup. They're starved for acknowledgement.
Sure.
And appreciation. So you, like the oasis that you are, come walking along and fill that cup up. Well, he's like so thirsty, he's knocking it back and then he's going to come back for more and more and more. It's so rare to find an appreciative woman that you, if any woman who just does that one thing, is going to stand head and shoulders above anybody else. So that's
sure.
One thing that I highly recommend.
Sure. And I imagine, like, how difficult is that, do you find, for the women you work with? Because I can imagine, having been in a corporate job, it's just like you're always kind of vying for a position or vying. It's like sometimes men are kind of your adversary. And so, or you have to be as tough as them or as strong as them or not as vulnerable as you might normally be. And so is that something that's kind of a hard shift for women to make, do you find?
Oh, yeah. Because they don't know how to make that shift.
Right.
Right. So I would say, like, but it actually works in business.
Sure.
I can't tell you how many men have confided to me privately how hard it is to be around a woman who's like a man in business.
Sure.
And that it actually repels them there. And again, I want to stress that I'm not saying to be a wallflower and just like know, let anything happen to you. It's not like that. It's about just softening your edges a little bit and stop competing with men.
Right.
Right? Like, this is what's happening on dates. Women are showing up on a date, and a guy will say he won the marathon last weekend. And instead of going, wow, that's amazing, a woman will say now, oh, well, I ran three.
Right.
I won all of them. You know, we're trying to be in the, we're so used to being competitive with men in business that it's translating into the dating scene. So we try and trump men's stories and things that they share with us, not realizing that when a man is sharing his accomplishments, he's trying to impress you.
Right.
It's actually his way of, in the caveman days, of beating the drum and saying, hey, I like you.
Right.
So when you, yeah, so when you trump a man's story, you're like completely washing him out, and he's just trying to figure out where the exit sign is.
Right. Yes, sure. So it reminds me of a conversation I just had with somebody, because of course so many people are doing online dating, and one of the things that they're doing is that they first correspond by messages. Right. And so, of course, as we know, written messages don't always convey, you know, exactly, you know, who that person is or what, how they mean things. And so, in this one particular instance, the person was saying, you know, exactly that thing that this gentleman was talking about, his accomplishments and the things he'd done, and he was boasting, right? And, you know, I think her response was, okay, right? And then she came around to, it's like, oh, I think he's probably just trying to impress me. And then, so she was willing, so she had made that decision at that point. It's like, okay, I'm going to consider this, right? But at first it was just like, you know, and for those of you who are only listening on audio, I'm crossing my eyes and rolling my eyes. So,
in my inside voice, yeah.
right. And so, so she was just like, forget it. You know, at first that was her first response. And so do you see a lot of that, or do you come across a lot of that where women are automatically looking at these responses from men and kind of, and wanting to discount them right away?
Oh, for sure. And it's so sad because there's all these perfectly good men that women are meeting and dating, and they're writing these guys off.
Right.
Or they might feel an attraction. These women might feel an attraction, but the guy's not calling back ever again, and they can't figure out why.
Sure.
So, and it's even, I even had a client who was a one date wonder. That's, we kind of were joking about it in our sessions. She's a one date wonder. And so I said, look, you know, why don't you just tell me, like, what are you doing on these dates? Like, let's break it down. Tell me from the minute you get there to the point you leave, and let's see if there's something we can adjust here.
Right.
And, well, I usually ask the guy out for a date, and then I arrange it for 5:30 because it's right after work. And then I meet him downtown, and I don't want to change my clothes, so I just arrive in my work clothes. And she was going on and on and on. I'm like, oh my God, where do we begin?
Right.
All so wrong. Right.
Right.
He was being like him. She was arranging the date. She wasn't allowing him to pick her up or anything. It was right after work. She was like approaching her dates like a board meeting.
Right. Yeah.
So what I told her to do is, first of all, you know, like, stop asking men out. Let's start there. Allow a man to add. Like, it's basically what I'm saying is you're allowing a man to step up.
Right.
And men feel like they're walking on eggshells now. They don't know, because they go to open a door for a woman and get a mean look on her face. It's like as if I can open the door myself.
Right, right.
And they aren't getting a smile. So they are walking on tender hooks and have no idea, like, how to grab the reins anymore and be like, you know, marble man, which is what all women want.
Right.
We secretly want a marble man. We just want it, especially business women. We're carrying the weight of the world on our,
sure.
Like, we're carrying everything. you know, we're making our own money, we're living on our own, we take out our own garbage, we plan and organize everything. Women are desperate to just fall in and lean into a guy and take all that weight off.
Right.
We want a guy to come along and stake his claim, and we want to be able to surrender. But women are so afraid of surrendering because we're afraid we're going to lose something, but right. You're not. You're going to gain so much. It's right. Allowing a man to clearly define his role and step into it and step up. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's great. Those are great points. So you have more tips we started the one and I started asking questions. So.
Yeah. Then an hour went by and oh my God, we have to go. No. But I'm giving you a lot in between, you know, there's a lot of explanation that's really valuable.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because you were talking about online dating. And so another thing that makes you really magnetic is being who you really are, not following some, like how you should be online or trying to duplicate somebody else. It's about really truly being who you are and injecting, because you're right. It's like one dimensional when you're writing emails to each other. And so you don't have that initial one-on-one connection in person, yet a first impression is so important.
Sure.
So I really invite women to be super playful and take into account the tips that I've shared even just so far and be very admiring of the man. Tap into that inner divine feminine that's laying dormant and just so wanting to come out. And if you say, like I've had women say, well, I don't know how to connect with my divine feminine. Yes, you do. Because every woman's been in a relationship. And so you at some point activated that to attract a man. There's something feminine and soft and lovely that you were doing to draw in that guy. So every single woman is equipped with this. It's just a matter of allowing that to come to the surface.
Sure.
And allowing that to come up with online dating, to allow that to flow into your words. And most importantly, be playful. Be playful at all times around men.
Right.
They love a playful woman. And that's actually an important tip. That's an easy way to access your divine feminine is just ask yourself in your head, you know, how can I be really playful right now? Mm-hmm. Boom.
Sure.
Drop the mic.
Yeah. Excuse me. And I love that because, you know, I think people when they, or what I've found in the people that I've worked with, is that when somebody shows interest or there's somebody that just shows up and then there's just so much expectation and promise perhaps and just that it all gets piled on this guy, this kind of poor guy, right? And it's like, oh, he could be the one. And it's like, no. You know, to me, it's like, just have fun with this and not have fun. Hey, who cares? You know, we're going to sleep together. None of that stuff. It's just like, no, just go have fun. Go be curious. Just regardless, it's just, here's a person. You're going to get to meet a new person, which is very cool. This person could be, you know, could be a great friend. They could become your lover. You may never see them again, but it's just all about being in that curiosity and that fun. And like you say, that playfulness of just like, just being light about it. And again, I think when women are really searching for that person, that's hard to make that to detach from that. So being playful is one thing. Is there anything else that you would recommend in terms of just being of detaching from all those expectations?
Oh yeah. Being unattached to an outcome is so important, because what happens for women is we're so, hardwired for relationship, any kind. Like we are the nurturers and bonders. We're the ones who create community. We are just relationship machines. Like we'll stand next to a bus stop and create a relationship with it.
Right.
We're just like, that's just who we are. So we go on a first date And we're basically, you know, we're looking at the menu thinking about, you know, what the wedding invitations will look like. And the guy's looking at the menu thinking if he's going to have steak or chicken.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So we'll complete a date in this fantasy world. And we've had the date, and we, in our minds, now are in relationship with him.
Right.
Which is why they get so stressed about when he's going to call, if he's going to call, did he like me? Did I say something stupid? Oh my God, it's been 2 days. I haven't heard from him. Like we'll marry him, like date, marry, and divorce him within 3 days if he doesn't call, right? Like that's how it is for us. So we've got to give all of that up. And I love your approach, Karen, is just to be unattached to those outcomes. And, you know, after listening to this podcast, you know, and things that I've shared, set the intention on what do I want to play with that Kim or Karen suggested. What do I want to play with? Not use men, but use the experience of a date to practice and test things out and really resist that attachment to, is this the one, and oh my God, and all of that. And, you know, who cares when he calls or if he never calls? Then it can be a whole and complete experience rather than one that started with a question mark.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like just have the date ends, and that's when it ends for you as one experience in your life, and you just go out and do things that you love to do, and if he calls, great, and if he doesn't, what a shame, he's missing out.
Right, but what if you really like him? Like, what if there's so much like, oh, we connected, it was just really, there was just all this energy here and chemistry and why isn't he calling? Like, what do you recommend to people with that? Because then I think that's why women end up putting it.
Sorry. Well, what I say is to run in the other direction if that's happening.
Okay.
But that's actually a warning sign.
Oh.
So if you've got high attraction that's making you delirious, there's something going on there.
Ah.
It might be in fantasy rather than reality.
Okay.
So, and we twist ourselves up so much when this happens. That's why I tell all my clients, you've got a high sexual attraction, get out of there as fast as you can. Because a true soul connection is like an oven. It warms up very slowly over time. And if you're experiencing that high attraction and feeling uncertain and getting all stressed whether he's calling or not, that's a red flag.
Right.
That this is going to be I always believe that, and I've seen it countless times, is how a relationship begins is how it ends. So if you have all that kind of going on in the beginning, you're in for a bumpy ride. Now, I'm not saying don't go towards that, because maybe you need to go through that to learn some certain lessons, and for your own soul growth, you need to go towards it. Or maybe you just want to, you know, have some fun.
Yeah.
You know, for a little while, if that's what you want to do. But what I've found is those relationships tend to be the most volatile when they start out like that.
Okay.
So your soulmate, right from the beginning, there'll be an attraction, but you'll never doubt yourself. You'll never be concerned. It will feel like home. It will always feel like home, and you'll feel more secure and more confident with yourself every time you're with them.
Right. Oh, that's, I like that. But it makes me giggle, because when I first met Jeff, this was a long time ago, and he had hair down his, you know, way down his back, and I lived in a small town, and he looked like he was from the big city, right? And I just thought he was gay, so I didn't pay much attention to him. And nothing, not that there's anything wrong with that. It was just like, oh. he wasn't, you know.
Going to be somebody you partner with.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So. Sorry, that's just a little aside, but it made me giggle about what
you're
saying.
No, but that's true. And that's a very good point, though, Karen, because sometimes, often, our soulmates arrive in packages that we never expected.
Oh, yeah.
Or they look a certain way, And we discount them for whatever reason. Like, you weren't discounting them as a person, but you were just taking them off. You thought it was of a different persuasion, you know?
Yeah.
And so it can start like that too. Just a friendship, or you think that he's something else, or, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, Cupid strikes its arrow. And
Yeah, no, he was just too gorgeous and too pretty for you know, where we were at that point in time. It's like, oh, you know, he can't be. But anyways, it all worked out 23 and a half years later. So, Well, and so, and it's a very good thing probably that I, well, not even probably, it's a very good thing that I'm not in the dating scene, because I think I would fail miserably, because as you're talking, you know, part of me kind of looks at what you're saying, and I appreciate it. But I think, again, as a strong woman, it would be hard to take to do this, because it's kind of like, come on, like, am I just feeding his ego? Like, can't we all just be vulnerable on who we are and just, you know, and come together and, you know, just be yourselves. And so, like I say, it's a good thing I'm not dating now.
It's being a different version of yourself that's inside there. That's very, very attractive to men.
Right.
You know, like, I'm sure, Karen, like, I know certainly in my relationship, like, when I'm turning on that divine feminine, he's loving it.
Sure.
You know, and it's really, it's like, that's what creates, like, the sexiness and the intimacy and the mystery, because we're so mysterious. Like, we really are. I don't care how overt you are and, like, how upfront and you're tell the truth all the time. Men will always be mystified by us.
Right.
We're so strange to them. We just are. We're changing our moods and our mind every 5 minutes. We have a want 1 minute, and we have a completely different want the next minute. You know, we're on the way to a big fancy meal that he's planned out for 2 months, and we drive by a burger joint and go, oh, can we just have a burger? And they don't compute this. Like, they don't understand.
Yeah.
We are very mysterious creatures. And we're a mystery that men are spending a lifetime to figure out. And they love that. It's like this. It's like those Russian dolls, you know, that there's one inside, another one, and another one. So many layers to us. And it's ever fascinating to men.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you for reminding me. I'm wondering where my Russian dolls are. I'm going to have to go and find them, because it's a great metaphor. I think do you have time for one more tip?
I do.
Yeah.
So another thing that you can be doing for being magnetic, this is something that's really subtle and something that you can take as your practice, is to mirror a man's body language while you're on a date with him.
Right.
So he's sitting there like that, and then you can just subtly go like this. Or if he moves, sits a certain way, and then you just subtly mirror that, it sends a deep undercurrent psychologically to a man of feeling very safe with you. Like a certain way, or you just keep mirroring that. Have fun with it. Like, don't be like, oh, okay, now.
Right.
Just have fun with it. And you will find it's so fun to play with this, especially when you do it the first time, how much men open up when a woman is doing that.
Sure.
Yeah. So just mirroring the body language is another thing for sure. Yeah.
Sure. Sure. I think I'm channeling the women that I know and have worked with. And so, so the question that keeps coming to mind is like, is this not just manipulation?
Absolutely. It is manipulation. But it's manipulation where everybody wins.
Sure.
That's the difference. So manipulation, how we've normally associate it with, is something where we're getting what we want and nobody else gets anything that they want.
Right.
So with the things that I've shared, women have to remember that they are steering all the time. We're right. either steering things into ecstasy or into the ground. And a lot of women are steering things into the ground in their dating life. So things that I've shared, it's about getting your hands back on that steering wheel and steering it in the direction that you wanted to go.
Right.
So yes, we just like we manipulate the wheel of a boat to steer it into calmer waters, this is the same thing. We do that energetically.
Right. Right. No, I love that. I love that. And I think also, and also in saying that, it's like you say you have your hand on the steering wheel. It's this understanding that you are in choice here, that you have, that you're not waiting. And this is why I see so many women is that they, what happens for them is they are waiting to be chosen versus, you know, you get to be part of that process, right? You get to choose. You get to choose. And so, and have your hands on the steering wheel, right? So, yes,
there are. We're always choosing. We're the ones that are directing everything.
Right.
So it might look, okay, say you're sitting at a party and you meet eyes with a man across the room. And then, you know, you smile, flip back your hair, arch your back a little maybe, you know. So, yes, you might think that he's made the first move by walking across the room to approach you. But actually, we let him know we were open for business first.
Sure, sure.
So we are always doing the choosing. We're the ones that decide whether sex happens or not. We, you know, like we're magnetically pulling men towards us by the things that we do and the things that we say.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think that's actually perfect. I love that you said that because there was one guy that I dated for a while. He's a boyfriend for a while. The only reason I actually ever met him was because he thought I was smiling at him. He was in a lineup to come into a pub and my friend was either in front of him or behind him. And so I kept smiling at her. He thought I was smiling at him. So when he came over, I was just like, oh, and he just thought it was a total invitation. And anyways, we struck it, you know, we hit it off and it was a lot of fun. We had lots of fun, but it was just, he goes, oh, you were smiling at me all this time. I was like, huh? I didn't even see you.
Well, that's a good point, Karen. Yeah. I know that we're trying to wrap up here. It's a one long line, right? But smiling is another point. Like a lot of women don't do that. Like they're not conscious of their face. And I'm always saying, you know, when a man does something that pleases you, don't forget to inform your face.
You know? So, that's hilarious. Like, that's that. I love that.
So true.
Yeah.
Like a smile to a man. What it does, it sets off a primal caveman thing. Oh, that woman's already happy. I'll go towards her.
Sure.
Because they aren't going to go towards somebody who's miserable. So women want to be really conscious of, you know, next time a guy opens a door for you, like, oh my God, you know? Smile.
Sure.
Like it's so attractive to men.
That's sure.
A small thing, but oh, so important.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Well, I love that. I love that. Thank you for that. I think that's a great tip and certainly very easy to do. So thank you so much, Kim. This has been so much fun. I know we could probably just carry on, for a long time.
Reality series on this.
Oh, that would be fun. So tell us, so for all our listeners, let us know how they can get in touch with you, how they can find out about you, find out more about what you do.
Yeah. Best thing to do is just simply go to my website because I have the best freaking freebie of all time. Right on the banner of my website, it's called 21 Things About Men Every Woman Must Know. I created this. It's like the blueprint. If you just follow this, you are guaranteed to attract men like bees to the hive, have the best relationship ever, and have a lifetime of intimacy and connection. I put my personal guarantee on that. If women just followed everything that I put in there, you will never have any question about men ever again. You won't need to hire Karen or me. You'll just follow this blueprint. I know that's bad for business, but it's, but it's the truth.
Sure. Yeah.
Just follow this. So go to my website, which is attractyourking.com, and just go right to my banner. You'll see it right there, and go ahead. And then I'll be in touch with everybody after they download, and you can instantly download it. So
Fabulous. Oh, that's great. So again, thank you. So it's attractyourking.com and 21 Secrets. And I'm going to go download it because I think it just sounds fascinating. It's like, well, is there something I don't know? I'd love to know that.
Well, there's probably a lot of things you're doing, but it'll be a good reminder, a good refresh.
Yeah. Sure. Yes. To treat my sweetheart a little bit nicer, or a lot nicer. Well, again, thank you so much, Kim. This has been wonderful. And thank you everybody for joining us. I'm going to have show notes for this call, and it'll be episode 81. So just all you need to do is go to thelawofattractiontips.com and come and you know, get the link directly to Kim's site and the show notes from today. And again, thanks for joining us. I'm going to go back to my old little tagline, which is go out there and shift, shine, and align. All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, Kim.
Bye.